This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Zimbabwe's opposition leader on Sunday rejected the re-election of President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
We reject this sham result and flawed process based on the disputed figures.
Citizens Coalition for Change leader Nelson Chamisa cited several electoral observation missions' concerns over the election process. Two observers groups said police raided their data centers and arrested staff and volunteers so they could not independently verify the results. The Election Commission announced late on Saturday night Mnangagwa had won the election with 53% of the vote, while Chamisa got 44%. Russian investigators said on Sunday genetic tests had confirmed Yevgeny Prigozhin, the leader of the Wagner mercenary group, was among the 10 individuals who lost their lives in a recent plane crash. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
The crash coincided with the two-month anniversary of the Wagner mercenaries' mutiny led by Prigozhin. Russian President Vladimir Putin characterized this mutiny as a stab in the back. However, the Kremlin has dismissed suggestions that Putin may have ordered Prigozhin's death as an absolute lie. Wagner fighters played a notable role in the conflict in eastern Ukraine, particularly during the extended siege of Bakhmut. They have now left Ukraine and some have relocated to neighboring Belarus under the terms of a deal that ended their mutiny.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. More than 600 firefighters, including reinforcements from several European countries and backed by a fleet of water-dropping planes and helicopters, are tackling the remnants of three major wildfires in Greece, two of which have been raging for days. This is VOA News. Three U.S. Marines were killed when their aircraft crashed during a training mission in northern Australia. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Our thoughts are with them and their families.
The Chief Minister of Australia's Northern Territory, Natasha Files, says the Osprey tilt rotor aircraft with 23 U.S. service personnel on board crashed on Melville Island during a training exercise. Helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft rushed to the remote location to tend to the dead and injured.
The Northern Territory government stands by to offer whatever assistance is required.
The crash resulted in a significant fire, according to local media. The Pentagon says the Marines were participating in what's called Exercise Predators Run, training with troops from Australia, Indonesia, the Philippines, and East Timor, a coalition that could respond to military moves by China. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Sudanese Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan arrived Sunday in the coastal city of Port Sudan as the country reels from over 4 months of war with paramilitaries. Burhan made his first public foray in months earlier this week, having been at Army headquarters in the capital, Khartoum, ever since the conflict erupted on April 15th. Armed forces have been fending off an unceasing offensive on the headquarters by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, led by Burhan's deputy rival. U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo arrived in Beijing late on Sunday for a four-day visit aimed at boosting business ties between the world's two largest economies while declaring American national security trade measures off-limits for debate. Relations are tense as the United States works with allies to block China's access to advanced semiconductors. Raimondo will hold bilateral meetings with Chinese officials on Monday and Tuesday in Beijing before she heads to Shanghai. Hundreds of people in various states of dress or undress rode through the eastern U.S. city of Philadelphia Saturday for the 14th Philly Naked Bike Ride. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Organizers say the 13-mile Philly Naked Bike Ride is meant to encourage body positivity, something first-time naked rider Christopher Jordan agrees with.
I think it's not more of just like taking your clothes off. It's just feeling comfortable with your own body.
Cyclist Solaria G from New York says she's surprised Philadelphia is where a naked bike ride takes place.
I always assumed New York was a very progressive, open-minded city, but I can't imagine something like this going down Fifth Avenue.
First-time naked rider Gary Gadakian says it was something he always wanted to do and encourages others.
It's a very freeing experience, and it's definitely something that you should do once in your life.
I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.